once again for Melody Ranch and Gene Autry.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly Jimson weed. I'm back in the saddle again.
That's right, folks. It's another visit with all the gang here at Melody Ranch. There's Pat Buttram, the Cass Colley Boys, the Gene Autry Blue Jeans, Carl Kottner's Melody Ranch Hardway 6 featuring Alvino Ray, and yours truly, Charlie Lyon. Right now, though, meet the boss man himself, America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain, so stop your sighing. Be happy again, keep on smiling, 'cause when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through.
But when you're crying, you bring on the rain, so stop your sighing. Be happy again, keep on smiling, 'cause when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
Well, howdy there, friends and neighbors, and welcome once again to Melody Ranch. Really great, Alvino Ray. And now, folks, here's one of the prettier current favorites. It goes as follows.
If you found someone new who means more than me to you, I'll never stand in your way. If you feel we must part, don't let pity ruin your heart. I'll never stand in your way. I love you much too much to ever lose you. But what is to be will be, and I'll obey. I'll be blue when you go, but I'll never let it show. I'll never stand in your way.
I love you much, too much to ever lose you. But what is
I'll be blue when you go, but I'll never let it show.
I'll never stand in your way.
Oh, thank you, good friends. Many, many thanks. And now...
Brother, ooh, I ain't never been so cold in my life. Must be at least 30 below outside.
Oh, now, come, Patrick. It's not really cold. You just think it is.
Is that so?
Yes,
well,
that's
for
so.
Your information, I had so many blankets on me last night, I felt like the bottom hotcake.
Well, you're just too warm-blooded, that's all.
Oh.
Now, get your coat on and bring in some more of that wood from out the back.
Nothing doing. It's too cold out there. Nothing.
Oh, for crying out loud, Pat. Now, come on, brace up. Call on your manhood.
I did. No answer.
Well, that figures.
Incidental, Mr. Artery, I just got a letter this morning from a couple of friends of mine back home. Would you like to hear it?
Well, what if I say no?
You're going to hear it anyway.
Just what I thought.
It starts off by saying, Dear Pat.
Well, that's original.
Yeah, please. Now, do you mind here?
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, Patrick. Go ahead.
Thanks. As I said before, Dear Pat, some fellers can get away with anything. In fact, there's one right here in Winston County that does. The duties of the so-called good citizen are just so much bunk, far as he's concerned. He don't vote at either the primaries or the general election. What's more, he never thinks of paying a bill. We've seen him take a $2 taxi ride without giving the driver so much as a pleasant look. He won't work a lick. He won't go to church. He can't play cards or dance. In fact, so far as is known, he has no intellectual or cultural interest at all. He neglects his appearance terribly. He's lazy. He'd let the house burn down before he'd turn in an alarm. The telephone can ring itself off in the wall, and he won't bother to answer it. Even on such a controversial subject as the liquor question, nobody knows exactly where he stands, because one minute he's wet, the next minute he's dry. But we'll say this much for him. In spite of all his faults, he comes from a darn good family. He's our new baby. So long, Mr. Archer.
Well, so long, Patrick. That was really wonderful. And now... here's the musical cure for any financial blues that you may have. The Cass County Boys and...
Oil, 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 oil. All that oil in Texas. All that oil in Texas. All that oil in Texas. And not one drop is mine. All those steers in Texas. Got a whole lot of cows in Texas. All those steers in Texas. And not one cow is mine. There's a rich gal, her name is Sal, lives down by the Alamo. I'm going steady with a gal named Betty, but I ain't got no spending dough. All that oil in Texas, all that oil in Texas, all that oil in Texas, and not one drop is mine.
Cass County Boys, I for one really enjoyed that.
Play that waltz again, sleepy Rio Grande. Let me dream of bright Spanish eyes. Dreams that will never end. Pale moon high above. Night's just made for love. Let me hear those mandolins play, sleepy Rio Grande.
Thank you, friends. We're mighty glad you liked it. Right now, it's story time once again here at Melody Ranch. So if you'll all just settle back and relax, I'd like to recall for you a yarn that took place quite some years ago. Matter of fact, it started at election time, when all you could hear around these parts was, who's going to be our next sheriff? Of course, Jim Dillon had been for more years than most of us could remember. And he was a good, solid citizen, too. A little slow in his methods, maybe. But no one could ever say that he wasn't honest. Now, for the first time, though, he was having trouble in his campaign for re-election. Seems that a young, unknown fellow named Steve Barker had come to Sagebrush and was succeeding in making the results look more than just a little doubtful for Jim. Anyway, finally, election day rolled around. And with it, one of the biggest turnouts in the county's history. Well, it wasn't more than noon, though, before Jim Dillon had conceded defeat, and young Steve Barker was our new sheriff. Naturally, I was sorry. Jim Dillon was one of my best friends. But getting back to the story, about 2 weeks later, I guess it was, Jim and I had just been out to a rancher's meeting in town and were on our way back to my place. Anyway, Jim, as usual, was still talking about the election.
Well, I still say, Gene, there's something funny about this whole thing, and I, for one, don't like it. A man don't just come from nowhere and decide he wants to be sheriff, spend a lot of money doing it, and get elected without, mind you, having a reason. And that reason's what's bothering me.
Well, I grant you it sounds a little odd, all right, Jim. But what are you going to do about it? You certainly can't say that Steve Barker didn't win the election fair and square.
Election? Bunch of soft heads falling for a lot of... Hey, wait a minute. What's that up ahead of us?
Where?
Over there. Pull off the road to the right. Looks like one of them big truck trailers.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is, Jim. Come on, let's see if he's in trouble. Come on, champ.
All right, my boy. Come on.
Oh, boy. Hey, mister. Need any help?
No, thanks, cowboy. Just ride on. Everything's under control.
Well, we'd be glad to go into town and send out a garage man if you want.
I said everything's okay. Now beat it.
Why, you...
Forget it, Jim. Let's go.
Well, okay, but for 2 cents...
I said skip it. Come on. Pull in behind that clump of trees as soon as we round this next bend, Jim.
Yeah, what in thunder are you up to now?
Well, do as I say. You'll find out. Oh, boy.
Look, will you please tell me what this is all about?
Just this, Jim.
Huh?
Did you hear anything funny going on back there?
Well, no, why? What'd you hear?
People. And they weren't talking English.
Now, look. Look, Autry, be reasonable. You can't expect me to believe a half-cocked story like that. A van full of people parked on a highway at 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, it's ridiculous.
Maybe so, Sheriff. But remember, by truck, the border's only a few hours away from here.
I know, but... Excuse me a minute.
Oh, sure, go ahead.
Hello, Sheriff's Office. A long distance? Okay, put him on. Yeah, this is Sheriff Parker. I can't talk to you right now. What? Okay, go ahead. P-76-R-34-J-11-D-13-T-23. Okay, right. Just the sheriff over in Pine City reading me some warrant number.
Oh? Look, Sheriff, I know you're busy. So if I hear anything else, suppose I'll let you know.
Sure, sure, you do that. In fact, drop in any time, Autry. Any time.
Thanks, Sheriff.
What do you say, Gene?
Never mind that now, Jim. Come on, we got a lot of work to do. Let's see now. E-76. That's the first number that I wrote down on that paper. Right?
That's right.
And we figured out that P-76 might mean passengers or persons.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, for now, let's say that's right.
All right.
What's next?
R-34. R. Let's see. Ridge, rifles, rabbits, raid, route.
Wait a minute, Jim. Wait a minute.
Yeah?
Isn't 34 the number of the alternate truck route from here to Rimrock?
Hey, you're right. It is. All right, then R has to mean route 34.
Well, it doesn't have to, but it could.
Oh, yeah.
What's the next number you got there?
It's J-11.
J-11.
Mm-hmm.
J. How about a man's name? Say, Jack or John? Or...
J. Well, yeah. Yeah, but wait a minute. How does that 11 fit in there?
Maybe it means Jack or John and 11 men.
Hmm.
Yet that doesn't fit quite the same way the rest of them do.
No, it sure doesn't. Oh, let's see. J.
Hey, hold it, Jim.
Yeah?
I think I've got it.
Yeah, what?
J stands for Junction. Junction 11.
J. Well, I'll be... Of course it does. Route 34 and Junction 11. Hey, Gene, that's just beyond Clem Howard's spread, about 6 miles out of town.
Yeah. Now, let's see here. What have we got so far?
Let's see here. We got 76 people, Route 34 and Junction 11.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
What's next?
Next. Now, let's see here. T-23. I don't know what that means.
Well, suppose we'll work backwards.
How do you mean?
Well, we've got what and where. All we need now is when, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So T could mean time.
Time? Oh, but Gene, there ain't no such time as 23.
Maybe it means 2:30.
Maybe, but then which one, A.M. or P.M.?
Hey, wait a minute.
Huh?
You just reminded me of something.
Yeah.
All branches of the armed forces use a 24-hour clock. That way, instead of starting all over again at 12 noon with the number one, they just keep on going.
Yeah?
Don't have to designate a.m. or p.m.
Well, then 23 could mean 11 p.m., correct?
If we're figuring right, it does.
All right, now that makes the D easy, then. You see, that's got to be... Hey, wait a minute. Hey, what's the date today?
The 13th.
Uh-huh. And so is this number, D-13.
Well, what are we waiting for? It's 9 o'clock now.
Yeah, that means we've only got 2 hours.
Right. Grab your guns and let's go.
What time you got, Joe?
Wait a minute, take a look. 11:17.
I wonder where the boss is.
Don't worry, he'll show up.
I ain't worried. Just don't like long waits, that's all.
Sure, sure. You're jumpy, that's all. Here, have a cigarette.
Thanks. Don't mind if I do.
Sure is a nice night.
Yeah. Hey, ain't that a light over there?
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Don't signal back yet.
Oh.
1, 2. That's it. Two shorts, two longs. All right, flick your lights once. All right, he sees it. Here he comes. Open the door.
Sorry I'm late, boys. I got held up in town.
Forget it. Where will we unload this bunch?
In a barn about 3 miles up. I'll lead the way. You follow.
All right.
Oh, yeah. One other thing before I forget it. You better lay low on this route for a while. Some cowboy named Autry may be getting a little wise.
Wiser than you think, Barker.
Huh. It's Autry. Run him down, boys.
Yes. Why, you dirty...
I wouldn't reach for that gun. All right, Barker.
Nice shooting, Gene. Nice shooting. All right, you. All right. On your feet and with your hands up. Your little smuggling game is all over.
Keep a gun on him, Jim, while I go get his two chums out of that truck.
Don't worry about that. Hey, but what are we going to do with all them people locked up inside?
I'll stay here and watch them while you go into town and call the immigration boys.
You ain't got nothing on me.
That depends on what you call nothing, Barker. But if my memory serves me correctly, smuggling aliens into this country carries a minimum of 10 years in jail. What's more, all the proof we need is right here in that truck. To you, Jim. Well, you better get going.
Huh?
It's late and you haven't been getting much sleep here the past week. Besides, the sheriff is supposed to be in his office at 8 a.m. sharp.
Sheriff? Sheriff? Hey, that's right, I am.
And so, folks, that ended the shortest term in public office that we've ever had here in Sagebrush. That is, with one exception. Pat Buttram once served as honorary mayor for 15 minutes. Seems that he was asked to make a speech in front of the Women's Volunteer School Auxiliary on the subject of how to teach your child the importance of a good memory. There was only one thing wrong. He forgot his pants. Well, right now it's time to introduce this week's Cowboy Classic, a song that, in our opinion, represents the best in Western music. Such a song, we feel, is this beautiful tune the boys and girls are about to join me in singing now. Just a melancholy echo lingers when the day is through. It's the call of the canyon. Once again, I'm dreaming of you. Every night I search the moonlight up and down the river shore. It's the call of the canyon. Maybe I will find you once more. Standing there alone by the ashes of the fire we said would never die. Will I ever find an ember burning from the days gone by? Then I hear a lonely whisper as a little spark I see. It's the call of the canyon, bringing back your answer to me.
Standing there alone by the ashes.
I hear a lonely whisper as a little spark I see. It's the call of the canyon, bringing back your answer to me.
It's the call.
Back
back your answer to me.
This is just another polka, just another polka, but oh, what a girl in my arms.
Am I in heaven since we met?
Is this the Philharmonic playing Romeo and Juliet?
No,
just another polka, like any other polka, but some other music has charmed. This is just another polka, but holy smoka, oh, what a girl in my arms.
I'm dancing with an angel, with an angel, an angel, an angel.
Oh, yes, I'm dancing with an angel. That's why the band has sounded better from the moment that I met her. Cause I'm dancing with an angel, with an angel, an angel, an angel. She's got me dancing like I never thought I could.
Oh, Arthur Murray never had it so good.
Da-da! Just another polka, like any other polka, but some other music has charms. This is just another polka, but holy smoker. Oh, what a girl in my...
Say it again.
Oh, what a girl in my...
Say it again.
Oh.
Thank you, kids. That was real fine.
Hair of gold, eyes of blue, lips like cherry wine. The prettiest gal I ever knew, and I'm going to make her mine. I came down from Butte, Montana, for a little change of scene. And I stopped today in Santa Fe, where I met a pretty queen. Oh, I planned to leave on Monday, but she held me kind of tight. So I held the ground and hung around, and I left on Friday night. Hair of gold, eyes of blue, lips like cherry wine. The prettiest gal I ever knew, and I'm going to make her mine. I was kind of blue and lonely, so I took my horse and pack. And on Sunday morn was up and gone, heading south and riding back. At the gate I found her waiting, I was happy as could be. Then I told her that I loved her true, and she said that she loved me. Hair of gold, eyes of blue, lips like cherry wine. The prettiest gal I ever knew, and I'm going to make her mine.
America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry, will be back this way next week. And he'll bring along Pat Buttram, the Cass County Boys, the Gene Autry Blue Jeans, Carl Kottner's Melody Ranch Hardway 6 featuring Alvino Ray, and yours truly, Charlie Lyon. For an exciting and entertaining half hour, be sure you're listening next time I say, it's time for Melody Ranch and Gene Autry. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.